welcome. Today is Thursday, March 16, 2023. I am Sally Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. Welcome, welcome, everyone. Let me stop this. There we go. Okay, so today, it's not a Thursday fun, and I'm sorry for the late start. Had to change times up a little bit today, so I apologize for starting late. And let's see, hold on 1 second. Okay, so, wait, I'm sorry, hold on. I got a new toy here. Hey, Miss Crazy in Crucible, Minnesota. Hope all of you all are doing well. Okay. Okay, again, I apologize for starting 20 minutes late, but I had to today. Anyway, so today, you know, it's not going to be a Thursday fun show, just going to be a regular show, and just, you know, laughter. I wanted to talk about laughing. You know, does laughter come easy to you? How important is it in your life? And why is it so hard for other people to laugh? I do believe in the saying where they say you should laugh, have one good laugh every day. I do believe that laughing does improve one's health, improve one's state of mind. But why are some people always so serious? Why are some people just, you know, not able to laugh? Why are some people not able to find, what's the word I want to use? I don't want to necessarily use the word joy. But some people just go through life, you know, just being serious all the time. You know, it's like, can you just lighten up and just laugh just a little bit? Everything is not funny to everyone. You know, what may be funny to one person may not be funny to someone else. Everybody has a different sense of humor. Some people have a sarcastic sense of humor. Some people have a, you know, fun sense of humor. Then you have some people that just like to laugh. Some people just like to, you know, laugh and smile and, you know, joke around. And, you know, you have those people that whenever you see them, they're always smiling. Maybe not laughing, but they're always smiling. You know, I guess, you know, people like that, they look at the world, you know, just, I'm just going to take each day as it comes. Welcome, bro. Let's see. Ms. Crazy says, I find things that shouldn't be funny. Very funny. I'm sorry. I'm laughing at that. And if you'll tell me not to laugh, that's not going to help. Okay, Ms. Crazy, just stop laughing. Don't laugh. No, I mean, seriously, I mean, because you have some people who just have a hard time, you know, laughing, you know. And my dad was always someone who always smiled. Very rarely did you see him get upset at anyone. And when he did, it was, you know, for a reason. But he was always, you know, smiling. He always had something, you know, nice to say about everyone, even if that person was like, really? You really think that? And he's like, well, you know, I'm sure, you know, you gotta find something in someone, you know, where you can just kind of smile. I didn't always agree with that. I still don't, but, you know, but some people, welcome Sam, I am, you know, but some people just can't laugh. You know, you're watching a TV show and it's funny as I don't know what, and, you know, someone's just, you know, they're just sitting there, or, you know, you go somewhere and you're with a group of people and someone cracks a joke. And again, everybody doesn't laugh at everything. I totally get that. But there are some people who just have a hard time laughing. And I guess, you know, do I even want to use the word laugh? You know, some people just have a hard time just, you know, smiling. You know, I mean, they just take the world is always so dim and they're always dreading something. Now, I don't think the world is all peachy keen. It's not all roses. There's a lot of things that I could be cynical about. There's a lot of things that I am cynical about, you know, but at the same time, like Ms. Crazy says, lighten up. You know, some people have a hard time just lightening up, you know, just lighten up some, you know, it's not that serious. You know, if you say something, you know, it's like, just calm down, you know, while everybody else is over there laughing, you know, you're putting yourself in your own foul mood. And I believe there are some people who wake up every day, you know, wanting to find something to frown over, you know. So Ms. Crazy says, I don't smile often. I have an RBF, so people always assume crap. Exactly. You know, so, I mean, you know, there's just so many things in this world for us to get upset about, believe me. I have seen them. I talk about them, you know. I am that person who is on my soapbox constantly. But I also find something, and I honestly mean this, I literally find something every day that makes me laugh. Whether, you know, my dogs make me laugh. Well, they make me laugh every day because they're always doing something. But or just, you know, talking to someone, or if I'm talking to a client and they say something, they just make me laugh, or I'm out walking, something. I always find something that's going to make me laugh. And I don't mean, you know, I mean an out and out laugh. You know, and then sometimes, you know, depending upon who you're talking to, you know, if I'm on the phone with certain people, it's like all we're doing is just like just cracking up and laughing, you know. I don't know. I just think that, and this is just my own personal opinion, everybody's not going to agree with me, you know, but we should find something to laugh at. Because life is too short. Life is too short to constantly go around with a frown on your face. So, but that's just me. And then Bro says, are smiles necessary? I don't say they're necessary. You know, and there is a lot of turmoil. Like I said, believe me, I know there's a lot of turmoil. I talk about it all the time because there is turmoil. Because that's, you know, just the way the world is right now. There's just lots of turmoil. But there is still something to smile at. You know, if your kid comes in and says something or does something or, you know, whatever, you know, are they doing something where you can smile? You may not laugh, but are you smiling? So are smiles necessary? No. But should you, you know, should you at least, you know, smile? I think so. Crucible says laughter needs to be organic and not manufactured or forced. Of course, laughter should. But I'm just saying, but if you have to find something that's, you know, forced, then, you know, I have to look back and say, well, is anything in your life, you know, that makes you laugh? Anything? You know, so laughter should not be manufactured or forced. Smiles are, you know, smiles are not necessary. But it would be nice. I mean, even if you're, you know, passing that person, you know, in the parking lot and, you know, you look up, you know, and I do smile at people, you know, and they smile back or people are smiling at me. You know, they're just nodding their head saying, you know, good morning or hey, and you're just passing, you know, you're just two people passing. You at least smile. You know, I mean, what am I going to do? Am I going to look at somebody and just frown? You know, so, everything does not have to be humdrum. And that's why, you know, I say, does laughter come easy to you? You know, can you just look at something and appreciate it for what it is and just, you know, kind of laugh or, you know, smile or chuckle? Can you chuckle? You know? And that brings me to how important is it in your life? You know, how important is laughter in your life? Because I think if you can go through, you know, if you go through an entire, and this is a long time to me, if you go through an entire week without laughing, I think there's some issues there. And I'm not saying that, welcome, Tyfel, welcome. And I'm not saying, you know, if you, you know, are in a situation where it's not funny, if you're, you know, have a loved one that's ill or something like that. I'm not saying that. You know, but I do, even in those times, though, I still think that laughter, Priscilla, welcome. I do believe that laughter or smiling is healthy. I had a friend years ago who had cancer, and it was terminal. And all her mother and father wanted to do was have her stay in this room in bed. You know, you have to be quiet. You know, you need to rest. You need to rest. And she wasn't like that. She was like just one of the most outgoing people that you know. And she was like, I'm not going to, I may be sick. I may be dying, but I'm not dead yet. You know, and her parents would get upset because she would go places and do things with her friends and what have you. And yes, she would get tired. You know, yes, we did have to, you know, stop and we had to slow down sometimes, whatever, you know, but she was having a blast. She was smiling, even though she, you know, had this terminal illness, you know, and she passed away, but she did it on her own terms. So are smiles necessary? Maybe not for some, but for others, they are. You know, again, everyone's not going to well, I hope you find out who stole your Kit Kat. Oh, boy. If you leave, bro, I'm just going to say something. If you leave stuff out at work in a common place, even if it's on your desk, somebody's going to swipe something. I learned that. Okay, is there a smile trade-off? I would rather speak to you than smile. So, okay, so you're speaking to me, and is everything so serious you can't smile while we're talking? I mean, is what we're going to talk about so serious that we can't smile? I mean, come on, bro. You're going to tell me that every person that you talk to is serious and nobody's smiling at all? You know, I don't know. I just, you know, again, life is so short. There is a lot of turmoil in the world. There's a lot of stuff that is going on where we just need to chill, you know, and just, you know, take a load off. And as Crazy says, lighten up, you know, because things are, you know, not always that serious. And bro, I'm glad you are wearing your mask, because I can smile too while I'm wearing my mask. And yes, I still wear my mask. So Crucible, welcome.
Hi, Solid. Yeah, to your earlier question, you know, why does laughter come easily to some people and not others? I don't know how you feel about this or anybody else feels about it, but I've kind of tended to view things like a sense of humor almost like other hereditary or inherited traits, like the color of your eyes or how tall you are or the color of your hair. Obviously, we can't do very much about our physical characteristic. We can dye our hair, I suppose, or we could get colored contact lenses. But you know what I mean? Our physical attributes are pretty much baked into the cake. But our sense of humor, I don't know, that can be developed and tweaked, I suppose. But I think a lot of it is a fundamental nature of people. And whether you want to get into whether certain groups throughout history, ethnic groups, are more predisposed to humor and laughter than others, I wouldn't have any insight into that. But I do wonder how, if people view it as another trait, that we inherit intelligence, we inherit empathy, we inherit compassion, and we inherit a sense of humor. The reason some people maybe don't exhibit a sense of humor, it could be a combination of things. Obviously, it could be their basic nature. They're just very, very serious people. We've all known them. They don't smile. They're not necessarily unhappy, but outwardly, they don't look like they're happy people. Maybe they're not happy people. Maybe life has beaten them down. Their experiences, their accrued life experience has gotten them to the point where they don't feel happy. And when you're not happy, you're not going to smile. So I think things can intrude on sense of humor. But I wonder if it's one of those intrinsic things that either you're born with it or you're not born with it. I've kind of wrestled with it because I don't know that you can teach a sense of humor. You can try to tell people to lighten up, but a sense of humor is essentially a lens with through which you view the world. And if you view the world with a sense of humor and a lighthearted attitude, you're going to laugh at a lot of things. If you view the world through a cynical lens and in a harsh lens, you're not going to laugh at very much. So I don't think it can be taught, but I think it can be encouraged.
Well, I don't think that a sense of humor is something that you're born with. I don't think it's an inherited trait. I don't think that intelligence is necessarily something that is inherited, because there are people who are quote unquote intelligent in certain things, but they're, you know, I don't like using the word stupid, but they're stupid people. But in terms of your sense of humor and laughter or whatever, I don't think it's something that you can, that it can be taught. Absolutely not. I absolutely do not believe that laughter is something that can be taught. But I do believe that you have people that are so wound up so tight that they just don't know how to laugh. They're so wound up. They're always looking for that they're there, that they're just so wound up that it's like, my goodness, can you just chill for a minute? Can you just sit back and just, you know, enjoy the show? Can you just sit back and, you know, when you're taking that walk in the park, can you just unwind a little bit and just enjoy the weather or whatever? You know, if you're walking, you know, if it's pouring down, raining, whatever, you know, it's okay to step in that puddle. I mean, you know, that's what I mean. I definitely don't think that laughter and sense of humor or anything is something that can be taught. But I do believe you have some people that are so tightly wound that they don't allow themselves to be happy. They don't allow themselves to smile. I mean, there are people who I do believe get up every day just looking for something to be miserable about. I mean, you know, it's like when we were growing up, there was this man who lived about three blocks from us, and we used to always, we would walk up to the candy store, and this guy sat on his front porch every single day, looking to see if someone was going to step on his grass, literally. And, you know, we're walking down the street, and I mean, we're kids, you know, we're walking down the street, we're laughing, we're pushing each other, we're doing whatever. And, you know, we step on his grass, and his grass was always, you know, the perfectly edged grass, and everything was just nice and neat, and the flowers and everything. And you, 1 foot length, he was just there to tell you to get off of his grass. And he would sit on his front porch with a baseball bat. Now that to me is someone who is just so wound up, so tight, that seriously, you're going to get up every day to come sit outside, you know, until it's dark, whatever, and fuss at people for stepping on your grass. That's what I'm talking about. Crucible?
Ironically, I grew up next to a guy who was exactly that way. We had a war with this man for decades. That's how bad he was. But I think you hit on it, Solid. They don't allow themselves, and I do think it's a conscious choice. They have an edge to them. They are wound up very tight. They insist on seeing the world through a very serious lens. They may see laughter as a form of weakness. I've known people who have kind of trended in that direction, but I do think it's a conscious decision to not allow themselves to see the humor in things, to lighten up, because we have choices. I mean, sometimes laughter is just spontaneous. We can't help but laugh. It's not planned. It's not orchestrated. We just laugh at something. And these are not people who are spontaneous laughter people. They do not allow it. It doesn't mean that they don't feel like it sometimes, but I think they deliberately suppress these things because it reflects their view of the world. And I thought it sounds perverse, but I do think you're right. I think they prevent themselves from being happy or laughing, I should say.
And that's why I do not believe that laughter is something that is an inherited trait. And Bro says there's a certain level of breathalization. Am I saying that correctly? In smiles. And Typhil says if hereditary defines of amusement, where do adopted children get it from? You know, so I mean, I don't think that it is. I think certain things are inherited, but in terms of something as simple as laughter, I mean, you have people who, you know, like I said, you're sitting and you're watching a TV show and, you know, they can't just, can we just watch the show? You know, can we just watch the movie? Can we just go here and just, you know, just enjoy it? You know, because those are the people that for me personally, if you're that person who is just always scowling or you can't sit and enjoy something, I don't want to, I'm not going back to that venue with you again, ever. And it's not someone who's having a bad day. That's just the way they are, you know? And it's like, okay, you know, I'll come around you when we do this, but when I'm, you know, out here ready to have fun and laugh and what have you, I want to enjoy myself. But some people, they just don't allow themselves just to have fun. Everything is so serious. You know, I've had people who went to funerals and we're laughing and joking and they're like, this is a funeral. You're supposed to be, you know, reverent and, you know, everybody's supposed to wear black and, you know, whatever. No, you're celebrating life. Yes, it is sad, whatever, but for some people, it's a celebration of life. For other people, it's mourning someone's death. You know, so again, you know, laughter and smiling and everything, it comes in different times and different ways. Sam I Am says, there are also people who work harder at finding shortcuts than doing the actual work or doing the right thing the right way. See, Crystal says, typho probably hereditary and environment. Typho says, Crystal, that's two different topics, not trying to upset. Hey, Blunt, welcome. You know, again, I don't believe that laughter is a inherited trait. I just don't.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I think intelligence.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Finish.
Go ahead.
No, I said, so I've known some families where, you know, they've got many siblings and a couple of them, you know, let's say there's four kids and maybe two or three of them have really good senses of humor, really funny kids, you know, really, you know, have the light bulb goes on. You can tell there's recognition and they get it. And there's that other sibling who's super serious, never goes outside to play, very hard time, you know, engaging in laughter and banter and things like that. So I kind of wonder, can you remove heredity from it entirely? Your parents don't have any influence whatsoever on how you see the world. In other words, if your mother is a very lighthearted, like you said, your father was a smiler. You know, if your parents have these traits, do you inherit them or do you pick it up from the environment you grow up in? They are two different topics, like Typho says. They are two different areas, but it has to come from somewhere, right?
It has to come. I mean, I think it comes from somewhere to a certain point, but is it for me personally, I don't think that laughter is an inherited trait. I mean, I do believe that you can have, oh, my grandfather was always so serious and he always did this and, you know, and but my grandmother, she was, you know, she was always singing, you know, whatever. I think that if you're consistently around someone that's always singing and what have you, I think that you can pick that up. Is it inherited? No, I don't think that. I think when people are born, they're born with a blank slate. And our personalities develop, and you know, like we said on several shows, why does one kid grew up in the same household, got the same level of love and everything from both parents? They did this and went to the same schools, whatever. One person grows up to be successful, the other one grows up to be a serial killer. I mean, is that an inherited thing? Does that mean that one of their parents or grandfather or someone was a serial killer? Or was it the fact that somewhere in that kid's life when, you know, when you weren't looking, you know, he's out there being Jeffrey Dahmer killing little animals? You know, so, I mean, I don't think that things like that are inherited. You know, I just think that some people, they choose a certain way to be. Some people, you know, you have that one kid who constantly studies. All they do is study because maybe in their head, they're like, I want to be a doctor one day, or I want to do this and I want to do that. And they're super serious. Their sibling, they're out, they're not studying, you know, yeah, they pass, they may pass with, you know, B's and C's, they may even pass with A's, but they're not the bookworm. Instead, they're out there playing sports, baseball, football, they're on cheerleader, you know, they're doing whatever. They're the complete opposite of their sibling. Is that inherited? Or is this just their personality? I mean, we are all different. You know, but I do believe that for some people, they do make a conscious effort you know, to stay serious. Things are not funny. You know, I mean, there are some people who, yes, I'm going to say this. There are some people who, you know, you go to a movie and they don't like movies. Okay. You know, that is fine. But there are some people who, when you go to the to Disneyland, you know, they want to go to the haunted house and you want to go somewhere else. I mean, everybody's different. But everyone should at least, in my opinion, find something. There, it has to be something that makes you smile at least once. I mean, just something. But that's just me. Let's see. Bro says, smiles as well as kindness can be perceived as weakness. These streaks are too mean for that. I do understand, so I'm a teddy bear with my lady, but I am a wolf on these streets. Okay. Then Bro says, Jeffrey Dahmer smiled, but that didn't make him kind. He was a killer. Yes, 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 he was. But were there times when Jeffrey Dahmer actually smiled because he was actually smiling? You know, so are all serial killers, when they smile, are they devious? Or do serial killers smile at something? Do something make them laugh? I mean, people who are happy, you know, they have bad days. You know, so let's see. Are all serious people smiling inside? Typho says, I don't know. I don't know, because I would think that on some level, that smile would have to come out at some point. At least, I mean, even if it's brief, the smile would have to come out. I mean, I would think. So, I don't know. I don't know. You know, I just think that once again, life is too short for us not to smile and laugh. So, Crucible.
You touched on it earlier, Solid, and I think it's worth repeating. You know, there's an old saying, and there's a lot of truth in these quote unquote old sayings, and it's something like laughter is the best medicine. And you were saying earlier about the physical benefits of laughter, literally physical benefits. And I'm not a doctor, but I've read the articles where they say the circulation is improved, the blood flow to the brain, your general demeanor has more equilibrium, if that's the right word, when you've got a sense of humor to your life. So I think there are real physiological benefits to that, not to mention reducing stress, you know, keeping a positive attitude. I mean, these are all interconnected with sense of humor. Can you have a positive attitude without having a sense of humor? I don't think so. I mean, is it technically possible? Yeah. Scientifically possible? Probably. But positivity almost, you know, unconsciously brings about laughter and smiling and whatnot because you're in a positive frame of mind. So that is a very underrated and kind of overlooked element of laughter. Now, if you're not a laughter person and you want to be healthier, you can't just start laughing, you know, to improve your health if it's not organic or if it's not, you know, doesn't come naturally. But I do think that there is, you know, verifiable, you know, empirical evidence to show that people who laugh on a regular basis are generally mentally and physically healthier.
Well, I do believe that laughing improves one's health. And Typho says, tears come out in private sometimes. Perhaps smiles do as well. I do believe that also. You know, so I don't know. I just think that, you know, for me personally, I can find something to laugh at. I mean, some of the silliest things, and I will just laugh. I mean, I will laugh at something that somebody has said on the show that was funny. I'll you know, be in the car driving, whatever. I'll think about it. I'll start laughing. I can start giggling at something that someone said to me years and years and years and years ago. And I think about it and it pops in my head and I would just start cracking up. You know, I don't consider myself an uptight person. I mean, even though I get on my soapbox and everything, whatever, I don't consider myself an uptight person. I'm able to, you know, take some things with a, you know, grain of salt. And that's why, you know, sometimes, you know, with some people it's like, yeah, okay. Yeah, whatever. And I'm, you know, you know, and sometimes it is funny to me. You know, I find the humor in things that other people, well, I'm trying to have a serious talk here. And I'm like, nope, not serious to me. Cause it just, you know, it's just funny, you know? So, but, you know, I don't know. And, bro says he does those same things. And, you also said that stimulus checks made people smile. And I just also want to say that, yep, even the ones who complained about the checks, they were out there spending them. So, I'm pretty sure that they were smiling when they were spending those, checks. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's something out there again that just can make you smile. Something, you know, even with Miss Crazy, she said that she, you know, when things that other people don't find funny, she finds funny. And I think we've all done that before. I think we've all, you know, where something's supposed to be serious and we're laughing, you know, have we been in situations where things are supposed to be serious and you're sitting there giggling? I mean, there have been times when, and this has probably happened to you guys, where your parents are fussing at you and, you know, you're trying to be serious, you know, whatever, because they're really pissed off, but you just are like laughing literally out loud in front of their face, which makes them even madder. And you start laughing harder and, you know, you're getting in more trouble, but it's funny. You know, but some people have a hard time laughing. And believe it or not, this is a deep topic. I said, bro, this was not Thursday fun. My Thursday funds are gone for a while because couldn't. And that's another thing. My Thursday, you know, they couldn't stay fun. You know, it's like, you know, just lighten up. Lighten up. You know, some people just have a hard time just lightening up. Chill out. It's really not that serious. You know, and when there is a serious thing for someone else and they're trying to make it not so serious, like I said, you know, if you have a friend who's sick or whatever and they're trying to lighten it up, maybe you should take their lead and lighten it up also. Because sometimes when, and I believe this is true. I believe that if you're around someone who is sick and it's not going well, and they're trying to make, you know, make it into a positive, but you have this person over here who's, you know, Debbie, what is it? Debbie Downer, whatever, you know, who constantly wants to do the woe is me. That's the person who needs to stay home. If you know this person is wants to go and have fun and whatever, and you're constantly, well, you know, I'm so sorry you're sick, and they're trying to just have fun and live their life, stay home. You're the person who needs to stay home. You're the person who does not need to come around. You have people who are like that. You know? Some people, you know, start, you know, they complain and they want you to be in their misery with them. You know, I'm not going to get dragged down into someone else's misery. I can find my own misery. I have my own misery going on. I don't need to get pulled down into yours when I'm trying to be positive. Sam, I call them Eeyore. I haven't heard that name in a long time. Oh boy. You know, so, you know, I, you know, I don't know. you know, but I definitely do not think that happiness is necessarily an inherited trait. I do believe that if we're around people enough who you know, laugh and joke, whatever, we may look at the world differently and not see things as so serious, as opposed to possibly being around someone who is constantly serious. You may look at the world in a different way. But then again, that kind of goes out the window because, again, you have people growing up in the same household. One person goes left. The other person goes right. They end up being two completely different people living in the same house. So let's see. Bro says that they are carjacking and red lights and gas stations in my community. It's hard to smile under certain conditions. It may cause you to become a victim. I mean, bro, I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying, unless you are constantly, again, this is just my own opinion. Unless you are constantly in that situation where you're constantly outside, you're constantly, you know, around negative things, then I can see you not smiling. But, you know, when you go in the house and when you drive out of the neighborhood or when you go somewhere else, nothing can make you smile. Nothing. I mean, your coworker can't say, you know, something or tell a joke, even if it's a bad joke. I mean, how many of us have laughed at bad jokes? You know, so hold on. I think you wanted to come up. Let me send you. You know, so hey, bro, welcome.
How you doing, Solid? Yo,
I am
let me say this, Solid.
Like I am.
Like I said earlier, I'm a teddy bear when I'm home and with my lady, but I'm a wolf in these streets. I'm an independent contractor as a driver. So I'm always out and about and, you know, making deliveries and things like that. When I be on them streets, I can't be smiling when I'm getting gas or going up to people's houses and places of business where just anybody be outside hanging around. You can't smile under those conditions. Because you almost got to have a look on your face that let people know that you're that serious. And it will go down if they come at you.
Okay, go ahead. I understand that. Okay, I'm getting some back from somewhere. Not sure where. Okay, so I understand what you're talking about. But at the same time, it's like, and I understand that it's a survival thing because I know that if I go places late at night, I tend to, when I get gas, I tend to, my usual MO is to get gas late at night because it is less crowded, hardly nobody there, whatever. And I have to behave a certain way to, you know, if anybody's looking or staring or whatever, to be on guard. I understand that. But bro, you're going to tell me that if you go to the market or something and you're in the parking lot and you're just walking to the store and somebody looks at you and smile, you're not going to smile back? You're just going to frown?
No. Oh, I will smile back because it ain't going to kill me to do so. But I'm not going to be smiling. First, that's a female trait. That's, you know, especially
see,
men.
I'm well, sorry. Now, see, now, okay. No, like, come on.
No, that's too feminine. I don't do feminine stuff. You know, I'm Hercules.
Oh, no,
that way,
see, come on.
No, I'm
come
sorry.
On. Bro, seriously.
I'm hurt. Yes.
Okay, so Typhoon says, bro, you've earned a follow. Social cues definitely need to be addressed. I mean, come on. So you're going to sit here and tell me that men, that it is, okay, are you saying that it's weak for a man to smile or smile first? Or, I mean, so, come on.
I'm going to put on some really big pink boxing gloves and come over your house and start swinging on you. Listen,
Solid just trying to get us all laughing. Solid.
Bro, listen. What's up, Crucible? Check this out, Solid.
Bro is the one that's getting everyone laughing. Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
Not because what it is, Solid Blue. Listen, don't you know that there is a certain way that men got to look and behave? Just say, for instance, a 21-year-old dude go to jail. When he walked into that cell block for the first time, he better not walk in there smiling and see here and then. He going to have some problems. You that's okay, our job. Okay, we got to teach other men. Okay,
No, but see, and that's where men get into this whole thing about men don't cry. You better be a man. You better toughen up. I mean, come on. I mean, that I think that is so silly. I think it is outdated.
You think
outdated,
that's mythical?
You know,
when men are getting killed every day on the streets and you hear about it on the news, I'm not talking about unicorns. We never saw one of them. We hear about death.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying, bro, but I'm saying that you're going to tell me that, and I know what you're talking about. I understand.
And you know
totally,
what, Solid?
I truly, truly
And
do.
Guess what, Solid? You saying that, but at the same time, women don't even cozy up to women like they say they do, because you know what most women have told me over the years? That they're more friendly with men than with women. So I'm saying it's even the way that they
interact. Cozy up. I'm not saying about cozying up. I didn't say that at all. I did not say anything that you have to be my BFF, that you have to cozy up to me. That I didn't say that at all. I just said that you're going to tell me that if you're walking to a market or if you're doing whatever, that, you know, just smile. And that's it. I'm not asking you to be my best friend. I'm not asking you to, you know, I'm not, you know,
I'm not saying that we have to be friends once I smile. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying as far as a social construct for men, it's a certain way that we have to carry ourselves that don't make us marks or targets out in these streets, because the wolves are lurking every day, Solid Blue. I promise you, every day.
No. People scamming, people robbing. I know
they are out there.
Are looking. I know they are out there. We deal with them. I totally get that. I totally get it. But I'm just saying that if you are passing someone on the street and they just nod at you, you know, do you just, you know, just, I mean, and I have had men do this. It's like they nod at me, they give me a smile. I'm like, hey, you know, what's up? And I'll smile, whatever. And I just keep on going. I'm not looking for, you know, I'm not always, I'm aware when I'm out, but at the same time, I don't want to constantly have to have this frown on my face when I'm walking around. I don't want, you know, it's not a big deal.
Not smiling don't mean you're frowning. That don't mean, if you're not smiling, you're frowning.
It doesn't, but you're also saying that you are more on the defensive and that men have to, you know, be a certain way, you know, whatever. And I just think that's wrong. I think that everyone should be able to just chill out for a minute and just smile. That's all. I mean, even if you're
outside
in the streets, I'm saying even at home, go ahead.
Do you remember, Solid, when that young dude, Dylan Roof, went into that church and he shot and killed those people? Do you know same people that he shot and killed probably smiled at him instead of gave him a look like, hold on, we don't really know you.
Yeah.
You ain't from a... See, had they did that, maybe his approach would have been different.
So now you're telling people that they should change up what they did, you know, considering that.
I'm not telling people nothing. I'm just telling them how I do.
No, I mean, okay. And he walked into a church, killed 9 people, walked out with a police vest on, and gave him Burger King, by the way.
Exactly.
But anyway, you know, I don't think that there was anything wrong with they were at church and they were welcoming someone to their Bible study. Now, let's say they were not at church. Let's say someone walked into Burger King. I'm saying now I got Burger King on the mind. That same person could have walked into Burger King and the person behind the counter said, "May I take your order?" He still could have pulled out a gun and still could have shot people, because that's how the world is now. People are crazy. People are crazy. Some people get away with it, others don't. You know, whatever. But I'm just saying that the world is full of so much turmoil. You have to find something to laugh and smile at, even if it's not out in the street, even if it's at home, even if you're sitting and you're just watching a movie or watching a TV show, and even one thing on there that makes you laugh. At least you laugh. At least you smile at something. Doesn't have to be out in the street, but it could be at home. It could be in your car, whatever. Again, that's all I'm saying. Bro?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Check this out. Don't you know, I told you I do the same things. That's what I said in that comment. Like, if I'm riding down the street, it might have been something somebody told me years ago. And I think about it and just, you know, burst out laughing. I'm not the meanest dude or the roughest dude or the toughest dude. I'm none of that. But I do believe that there is a code for navigating this society. You know, people don't always have your best interests at heart. And you know, everything ain't funny. So everything don't deserve your smile. Your smile is worth something. Let people get it at a price.
And everything isn't funny. I mean, everything isn't funny. And I said, you know, at the beginning, I said that some people will find what you find funny. I may not find funny. What I'm cracking up over, you may look at me like, "Solid, you know, that really isn't funny." And I'm just laughing my head off. Everybody finds different things funny. I'm just saying that somewhere along the road, everything cannot be so serious. That's all I'm saying. And let's see, and Typhil says, "I've never felt more judged than when seeking religion and being treated like an outsider because I am new." Church isn't a great analogy. No, it isn't. Church has turned into, religion has been turned into a joke. My personal opinion. Crucible?
No, because Salad, you are right. Church has always been a joke. What made it not a joke was our belief in it, because we believed in the people that introduced us to it. We didn't actually believe in the church. We believed in the people. What we got to do is we got to understand that those people that introduced us in the first place was tricked into going there. And they brought us there by remote control. So at some point, we got to break the cycle. That's why I don't go to church. Sorry.
Well, now I see there's a lot of indoctrination going on, but that's a whole different subject. I'm not going to go down that road right now. And Sam I Am says, "I'm just a dude playing a dude trying to be another dude." See, I thought that was funny. So, and I laughed. So anyway, Crucible.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys, and while I've been listening, I've been just sort of Googling around trying to, because I've really kind of gotten intrigued by this whole nature versus nurture thing with the hereditary versus the environment. And there apparently, the fact that we're not going to solve this in an hour or whatever, how much time it is no surprise, because there's apparently a very, I'm not going to say heated debate, but there's a polarizing argument out there for nature versus nurture. And they say they've done studies where they can prove there's a link to DNA. They call it DNA sequence. Not sure what that is, but it doesn't matter. But they somehow have been able to, how they would do it, I don't have any idea. But I think it's never going to be just one thing. But I know, Solid, you say you don't believe in the hereditary thing. I don't think it's 100% hereditary, but I do think our personalities are somewhat inherited. Our behaviors, I believe, are determined to some extent by our genetics in our DNA. So, but also, you know, I grew up in a family of five siblings total, and my parents both had very good senses of humor. And I'm not saying we're the funniest family in the world. That's not the point. But we all had very, very similar senses of humor. We all kind of got the same things. Now, did that come from us being around each other for all those years and kind of feeding off each other's senses of humor? Possibly, probably. Was it something we picked up from our parents that they were laughing at certain things? And so we said, oh, they think this is funny, so we should think this is funny, or we just naturally did. Because so I think it's a combination of things, but I do think it's a very fascinating argument because there's no right answer, I don't think. And it's not anything that we're going to be able to, it's like asking what heaven's like. We don't know. No one's going to know. We can't prove anything about sense of humor. But I do think it's interesting to see how people make decisions, and you hit on it earlier, Solid. They make a choice to let themselves laugh or not let themselves laugh. And how you see the world, I think, is a function of your personality, and your personality is a function of whether you have a sense of humor or whether you can laugh or not.
Well, I have also Googled, and I was doing it last night, knowing I was going to do this show, and I've seen some of the studies that that were done, and that's why I preface, you know, most of the things with my opinion. I, you know, what I personally think. I think that you know, like I said, you know, you can have two people, three people, four, five, six, seven people grow up in the same household, and everybody turns out different. You know, everybody does something different. You know, I just think that that's what it is. I mean, I have, you know, here I am again. I always compare people to dogs. I have three dogs. They all live in the same house. They all get the same amount of attention, you know, at least from me. You know, you pet one, the other two come running, whatever. You know, they all get treats at the same time. They all eat at the same time. They all get the same food, you know, certain food in the morning and certain food at night. They all get the same thing, but they all three of them have different personalities. Is it because of their breed? Possibly, you know, but I'm just saying that to me, it's not necessarily something that you inherit. Because you could be the most serious person, and then years later, you can turn into the funniest person. You could be the funniest person, and then whatever happens, life happens, whatever, you can turn into the most serious person. So, anyway, bro, I hear some thumping, bro. So, are you trying to get my attention?
Hold on. I'm here. I was just going to say big ups to Crucible because he just made a very valid point. And that made me think about when I was young, wherever you find, and I was just typing it out to him, corny parents, you find corny children. So a lot of it is inherited, but a lot of it also come from nurturing too, because if they see you being corny, they can respect corniness. Your children will laugh at the corny things you laugh at, listen to the same corny music. Like, we grow that in our children.
But again, I say, and I agree with you again, I'm going to that point, because you can still have the people who are in the same household, but they end up completely different. You may be corny, maybe when you're at home, but when they leave the house, are they more serious? You know, I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, I don't necessarily think that things are always an inherited trait.
I think, Solid, that corniness is like a briefcase. When you travel, you take it with you. Solid, don't be laughing. See, you like smiling.
I'm laughing because in high school, and I'm being totally honest, okay, or rather totally serious, in high school, I was a total nerd. I mean, I was a nerd. Okay. I didn't date, didn't have boyfriends, whatever. I was a nerd. I'm not a nerd now. So what changed? I mean, what happened?
Your environment changed. You got children now. Okay, you got your husband. Maybe some of them grew on you. Maybe they shook the corniness off.
Well, I can tell you right now, bro, my sense of humor and my husband's sense of humor are completely different. So I know, but I don't know. I just come back to my original question is, does laughter come easy to you? And how important is it in your life? And laughter for me is important in my life. And, not making everything so serious. Being able to just, look at some things and say, I'm not fooling around with that. I'm not doing that because it's silly, and when I say silly, I'm talking about things that are going to put me in a bad mood or, put me in a mood where I don't want to be. And again, life is too short. Life is too short. You blink one day, you're 10 years old. You blink another, next minute you blink and you're 20 years older. I just hope that no matter what your personality is, no matter, how you grew up, whatever your family life was, whatever, that somewhere along the way, that everyone can find something to laugh at or smile at, because we are living in a world right now that is just going absolutely batshit crazy. And
you know what, Salad?
Not necessarily in a good
quick, on
way.
Real quick note, you know who needed this show? The radio host, Ricky Smiley. The way his son died, I guarantee you, I know he wished that they would have smiled and laughed more together. This somebody need this show right now. This is therapeutic.
You make a good point, because I don't want to die with a frown on my face. I don't want to die. I don't want my son to die with a frown on his face. I don't want my husband to die with a frown on his face. And when I say that, I mean, I want to be able to, when I take my last breath, that I just want to be able to, smile in some sort of way and just say, you know what, I'm good. And you just kind of smile, as opposed to, I'm not saying you die a tragic death, like you're killed or murdered or something like that. I'm just saying that even if I die of a terminal illness or whatever, I still want to, go out in my own way and just say, yeah, I have this illness, but the years leading up to it, I am good. I've accomplished what I wanted to do, and life is, it's not that serious. I mean, it is. But then it's not. So, bro, you want to, I'm sorry, let me go to Crucible and then I'll come back to bro. Crucible, you have any last words?
Yeah, this was a really surprise. I mean, don't take this the wrong way. It was surprising how good this show was. I was expecting it to be in a little different vein. But, you had said it at the beginning and you've said it throughout the show, Salad, that you try to make a conscious decision to laugh every day at something. Now, I don't think people can say put it on their to-do list, pick up the kids, go grocery shopping, don't forget to laugh. I don't think it's that calculated, but I do think what we can do and what you apparently do, and I think everybody could benefit from, is to adopt an attitude of humor, of lightheartedness, and see the world through that lens. And when you see the world through that lens, I think you're just going to be more prone to induce laughter, to find things to laugh at. If your mood is light and your attitude is good, you're going to be more predisposed to laughter as opposed to the other way around. So I don't think it's a thing we can plan on a daily basis, but I think from a more overarching standpoint, it is something we can weave into our days And I think that'll help people, you know, laugh more. If you feel better, you're gonna be in a better mood, and you're in a better mood, you're gonna find stuff to laugh at. But anyway, this was a great show.
Well, thank you very much. And I don't have on my to-do list at 1 o'clock, you have to laugh. At 12 noon, you know, you have to frown, or, you know, you have to smile or whatever. I mean, I'm like this. I wake up every day and I literally say this. I literally say this out loud every single day. I'm going to have a good day, you know, and do I always make it necessarily? Sometimes it's like, depending upon certain clients that I'm talking to, it's like, okay, this is okay. This is really pushing me here, whatever. But, you know, I do, you know, try to say I'm going to have a good day, you know, and when I'm out walking my dog or whatever, if I see somebody, and again, this is where I come to the smile thing. You see the same people usually if you're out about the same time. You see the same people out walking their dogs or riding their bikes, whatever, and you nod and you smile at them. You know, at least I did smile. I smile at someone. I don't have a clockwork to say, okay, let's see, it's 1:05. I have to laugh. No, I'm not doing that. But I am trying to, you know, say that I'm going to have a good day. And part of having a good day for me is trying to laugh or smile, you know. And again, I look at my dogs and they do something. One of them will do something. Usually all three of them do. But they will do something that will literally just make me literally start laughing out loud. So, you know, but that's me. Bro, any last words?
Yes. Do you know, let me say this. I hope you really don't have a laugh schedule. I hope you don't have a soccer mom laugh schedule.
I do not. So if anybody who thinks no, I don't.
Laugh schedule, I love it.
Let me say this. Let me say this. If I'm going to determine whether I have a good day or not, to me, it's just getting up early enough to, you know, get everything that I have to do done and get me a big bowl of Raisin Bran and a big cup of coffee and finish it before I have to leave the house and be off to see the wizard. That determines whether or not I'm going to have a good day. You know, and if I laugh somewhere in between, it's all right. And if I don't, it's okay too. Because my good day started off with my big bowl of Raisin Bran. You got to like Raisin Bran, Solid Bro. You got to love it.
I'm not a cereal eater, and I definitely don't like Raisin Bran because I don't like raisins. So
you don't like Raisin Bran.
I don't like raisins. And just so you know, if I did have my cereal of choice, it would be Lucky Charms.
Oh, Solid. Blue, you be eating cereal with like sugary and stuff? Oh, that is so cute. Listen, no, let me not say that. But Solid Blue, don't be eating peanut butter candy crunch and stuff. Don't be doing all that.
But I will tell you this, bro. For as long as you have been coming on my show, one thing that always makes me laugh and makes me smile is you always start off with, Solid Blue, let me say this, and that makes me giggle and it makes me smile. So you right here have made me laugh and smile because of just what you said. For whatever reason, every time you say Solid Blue, let me just say this, that makes me laugh and smile. So see how easy it can be.
I ain't mean so, Solid Blue. I'm not mean.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are at all. I mean, you know, people have their ways of doing things, whatever. But, you know, again, like I said, life is too short. One day we're all going to blink and we're gonna be on our deathbed, you know, and but that's it. But anyway, I apologize for starting off slow or late today, but I had a lot of things going on. I don't know. From my show from last Thursday, I have all these songs in here. Y'all want to hear a bit of Marvin Gaye on the outro?
Yep.
Or you know what? No, I can't play that one. That one got me a ding on YouTube. Okay, so Marvin Gaye. I'll take y'all out with Marvin Gaye. Okay, everyone, enjoy the rest of your day or weekend wherever you are and in the world. And I will be back here on Monday. So here's a little Marvin Gaye. I want you.
Two gangsters out.
I'm sorry, what?
I said you two gangsters. Thank you.
Love me some Marvin.